This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Translate for yourself. Absolutely. What we have that means right now. There's no one has an excuse to say, I can't pick up the Quran. Well, how am I supposed to read Arabic? I don't know it. There's a translation
in English.
So if they educate themselves first to understand what Islam is, maybe, you know, they would know the purity of it. So they don't have to say that, oh, so-and-so wants me to just hijab, it's a new fad. I just want a hijab because of that. No, it has to come within you, right?
Absolutely.
And it has to come. So when you first picked up Quran Sharif and you read it, what motivated you the most about it?
You know,
what caught your attention so that the kids know that they don't have to just, you know, put it on the side and say, I respect it. I want them to pick it up and say, let me know what it is about. But what got you that motivation?
You know, first off, if anyone wants to read the Quran in the English translation, please email me. There is many different translations. If you want to get a translation, I have a translation that I got, and subhanAllah, it has hadith stories on the bottom.
Oh, wow.
So what it does is there's the time when each surah comes and stuff, and then the hadith kind of explain it more in terms, because the Quran can be difficult to read because it's very, very rich.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you have a version where when you're reading it, it's making sense, and also to be able to have the hadith, the story is really empowered. Because you're like, wow, this happened during this time, and this is why this came up. So it's really, really empowering and enlightening to know that you need to make sure that you're reading the right version. Just don't get any copy, because there could be fallacies, there could be, you know, I know this, I've been through it. I've read a couple of versions, so I know what it took to get the version that I'm like, I love to death now, you know. And I give this to any non-Muslim that asks me, this is the version I give to them as well. So second thing is, why I wanted to read it so bad and what was it was because it's a book that has not been changed or altered in 1400 years, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the only book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, it's the word of God. And I said, subhanAllah, here it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us instructions, words of how to live our life to be the happiest, most fulfilled. And yet I haven't read this book, and I'm working on a PhD and I've read thousands of books. Why didn't I read this book? And it was the delusion in my mind, and I know many Muslims have this, the fact that if I read this book, do I have to change? Will I have to become a hijabi? Will I have to give this up? Will I have? Don't get that delusion in your mind.
That's
don't sit there and fight with Satan. Pick it up, read it. You might not change overnight. You might not. And I didn't. It took me time to take every step of what I was doing, from cutting my fingernails to making sure I don't have nail polish, little things. It took me time to get to where I'm at, and it's going to take every human. But the fact is that you pick up the book and you acknowledge it and you respect it and you read it, and then you make dua and you say, ya Allah, guide me inshallah in your way. Allah knows that, you know, the Quran was given over a period of 23 years. It wasn't given in one day or one month. So if it's going to take you a little bit of time to read it, just keep reading it. But don't think you're going to change in one day. Don't think, some might, inshallah, it's from Allah if it happens. But even if you have that in your heart, that intention,
gradual,
that inshallah, I will try, I will try the best. I would say, picking up that Quran, at least try to pray. Don't give up your prayers. No matter what you do, I could be at the airport, I could be at Costco, I could be anywhere, and we're praying. And when it's prayer time, it's prayer time.
Yeah.
Nothing comes more important than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hold on to your prayers and just try your best. No one's perfect and no one's better than anyone else. Just because I am praying and I am reciting the Quran, I am 32 years old, for everyone who doesn't know. I just want you to be aware of it. I'm 32. I just started learning how to read the Quran in Arabic at 31. Mind you, I was working on a PhD, so it's not that I'm uneducated. But at 31 was the first time, and I'm doing it through the internet with a teacher in Pakistan who teaches me half an hour every morning. And that's how I'm learning how to recite the Quran. I didn't get a teacher here because I'm too busy with my schedule and there's not a lot of teachers available when you need them. I'm doing it on my time with a teacher in another country, but I'm making sure I get it done.
Yeah.
So is it possible? Absolutely. Can you do it? Yes. Should you do it? Absolutely. Because if you're lost and you don't know where you're going and you think that this world is just the best and you just want every Friday night we're getting ready for a party or we're getting ready for a wedding and it's the next dress, the next singer, the next... That's part of life. But that's not all of life.
Yeah.
Balance it. If you're going to go with that lifestyle, I say, you got to balance it with the rest of knowing, okay, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us? Why are we doing certain things? Why do people pray five times a day? What do we say when we pray? Is it important to learn it? Absolutely. Because when you know what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you really know what you're going, where you're
going. When you pray, you just, right after prayer, you have this very content and calm feeling. Like nothing really will bother you. Honestly, like you said, you see the results.
Absolutely.
You see the results, and it does really change. I mean, you ask Khalawan for something, you're granted. Your wishes, if it's meant for you, if
Absolutely.
It's meant to happen.